What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on this wild ride with me. I appreciate every single one of you, and I am eternally grateful for this opportunity to just be here sitting in my car at my bus stop, waiting for my kids to get off the bus, and me being able to just share my wisdom and share what's on my mind and share what's coming through, basically. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you aha moments, if it's making you maybe shift your perception a little or your perspective a little bit, if it's empowering you, if it's helping you trust your own intuition, I would be eternally and forever grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, I think that these little nuggets of wisdom or whatever's coming through me, through the divine, is needed at this time in history. Before you go ahead and click submit or submit, make sure you send a photo or a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, and I'm going to send you a thank you gift for taking that time out of your busy life to support this podcast. So with that being said, while I was grabbing my keys, I had that feeling. If you are a channel, if you are a psychic medium, if you are just sensitive, if you are just open to the universe, you know the feeling that I'm talking about, that feeling where it almost feels like your head is kind of opening up and your monkey mind is quieting and you're like, oh, I think something wants to come through and I'm just allowing it to come through. And the topic of guilt was coming through. And this is very prevalent in my own life at this current time. For those who don't know, my oldest son is 10 years old, and he is almost a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, and he's been doing it for about 4 years now, and he's very good at it, and he's very passionate about the sport, as well as my husband. And last Friday, he unfortunately broke his clavicle bone. His collarbone. I'm sorry, brain fart. He unfortunately broke his collarbone doing some warm-ups, and we had to bring him to the ER, and he had to get x-rays, and he is now in a sling for another 6 weeks, or another 5 weeks, I should say. And I've had a lot of people, you know, as the news broke in my family and, you know, close friends and everything, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, you know, how are you? I know mom guilt is real and everything. And maybe this makes me sound like an absolutely horrid mother, but I have to tell you this. I learned a very long time ago that guilt is not necessarily a useless emotion, but it is an overused emotion, specifically when it comes to motherhood. You know, this whole thing with mom guilt, it's like, it's literally like a freaking virus. I mean, when I was a president of the Moms Club, the mom guilt was more of a freaking pandemic than a common cold was, with all of the play groups and play dates that we had amongst the 50 women. The mom guilt is real, and guilt is real to begin with. And I can see people, so I guess I just want to share kind of the way my mind worked when I heard all of this, when I got the call that he couldn't lift his shoulder and everything along those lines, because I think my brain works a little differently. And maybe differently is a good thing, because I know that people struggle with guilt. I know that working moms struggle with not being home. And I know that moms at home feel guilty for not providing income for the family. It's a lose-lose situation. And here's what I want to say. I didn't really feel guilt when this occurred. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of mom shamers, you know, listening to this episode being like, oh my God, how dare her? She should feel guilty. She should feel absolutely wretched for her son, who's 10 years old, who's been in a sport for 4 years, who knew 4 years ago that this can be quite a very physical and dangerous sport, a sport that he loves. She should feel guilty for that, that he hurt himself. And I don't. The first thing that I did, I remember when I got the phone call, I closed my eyes and I called in Archangel Michael, because I just call on him for everything. And I just called on Archangel Michael and I said, please protect him. Let's just figure this out. Please just bring him home and we'll figure it out. But make sure no other harm happens. And he comes home and we go to the emergency room. And throughout the whole time, the only thing that I can think of was, I am so grateful that he is okay. I am so grateful that a broken collarbone is the worst thing that happened, and that it wasn't something that required surgery, or it wasn't something that required him to be in a cast, or it wasn't something life-threatening, or it wasn't something to do with his head, like a concussion or something along those lines. I just sat there in such epic gratitude, because life happens and things happen, and people are going to get hurt and things are going to go awry. But it's in those moments where, you know, you really just have to look at the good in the situation. And I didn't believe that me sitting there and feeling guilt for allowing my son to be active in a sport that he absolutely loves, I'm not going to allow myself to feel guilty about that. Guilt is a useless emotion. Guilt is going to lower your frequency. And really, at the end of the day, if we really think about it, any sort of guilt that we can feel, whether it's going to work or if it's staying at home or if it's whatever it is it fixing anything? Is it changing any circumstances? Is it making things better? Us feeling guilty isn't necessarily changing problems. It isn't changing circumstances. We're literally, when you're feeling guilty, it's like you're sitting in your own shit. If you have to, you know, even with mom guilt, and I know that it's real because trust me, I have felt, you know, I've been there when I, like it sucks, but there are circumstances, right? If you are in a circumstance where you have to work because you have a mortgage and you have bills, and then you feel guilty because you're not home to raise your children, how is that changing anything? You are providing, you know, and this is something I used to have conversations with women in the moms club when it came to working, and then when it came to not working and being a stay-at-home mom. You know, I think that when we decide whether we are going to be a working parent or a stay-at-home parent, that's a decision, you know, that you choose with your spouse or with your partner or with yourself. And that's what you choose for that chapter of your life. Okay. That, you know, if it's important for you to stay home with your child, great. You choose that. You cannot allow that guilt, or you have to just at least be aware of it, because guilt is going to creep in. Guilt is going to creep in. It just is, right? It's just like thoughts. Some thoughts will creep in, and then if we allow it to ruminate and we allow ourselves to sit in that thought, it's only going to make matters worse. It's not going to bring positivity or joy or anything along those lines. Because I can tell you, when I didn't have a business and when my children were younger and my husband was working 80 fucking hours a week and I really couldn't even have a job because his schedule was so crazy, it was our choice that until my second son got into kindergarten that I was going to be a stay-at-home parent. And trust me when I tell you, income, finances, they were fucking tight, man. It was rough. It was rough. I extreme couponed. I did all of the goddamn things. And there were times where I was like, why would we choose to struggle financially? You know, we live in a very, very expensive area of the United States. You know, like Rob Thomas lives 20 minutes away. Mike Myers lives 25 minutes away, if you know what I mean. Like, I think Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, we delivered our kids at the same hospital, if you know what I mean. It's a very affluent area, okay? And it's very expensive. So with that being said, yeah, you're going to struggle if you have one income and you live here. But we thought it was important for one, at least one of us, to be there for our children, to be there to raise them, to be, you know, 100% in their lives when they were that young. And when we were in it, oh my God, was it such a pain in the ass. It was horrible. Oh my God. And I'm talking finance wise, it was really, really rough. But now I can tell you, looking back, I wouldn't have changed a thing, because at the end of the day, we made it through. The bills were paid. There was food on the table. We made it through and everybody ended up being okay. And now we're in a better place. But even during that time, I knew that guilt wasn't going to change the situation. I just knew it. My husband was building pizza places and he was working 80 hours a week and there was really no way for me to go back to work. So instead of sitting there in guilt and allowing myself to ruminate, and on top of having to breastfeed a baby and potty train a stubborn toddler and make sure everyone was taken care of and try to make sure like we had enough laundry and had enough food and feed everybody and everything like that. And then on top of it, sprinkle on some guilt. I just chose not to be guilty. I chose not to. I made the conscious choice to not feel guilty about my decision to be a stay-at-home parent. And when I tell you, when I was in the mom's club, there were women that were so in such deep guilt that they essentially had to get on, you know, anti-anxiety medication and then go on antidepressant pills. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. If you need it, if you need that sort of help, by all means, you know, I completely understand that. But a lot of this, what I noticed was a lot of these women were just ruminating on the guilt that they felt, whether it was because they couldn't be there for their children or they couldn't provide for their family in a financial matter. And they allowed themselves to sit in this guilt every single day of every single minute of every single moment in time, that which then led them into anxiety, which then led them into depression, you know, states of depression. Because, again, thoughts are things and our thoughts lie to us. Guilt is a useless emotion. It is a useless emotion. And it is, you know, and I'm not saying like just absolutely, I know guilt is a real thing. I know that guilt is part of the human experience, but there comes a point where you have to monitor the guilt that you are feeling about situations and circumstances, because it can grow and manifest into something far bigger. And where was I? Okay. So I got a lot of text messages saying like, oh, are you okay? I know moms, you know, feel guilty. And I didn't feel guilty. we knew signing him up for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, there comes consequences. There comes, you know, with any sport, there comes circumstance, you know, there comes things with it that might happen. And he's been practicing it for 4 years. And this was the first incident that ever occurred where he, you know, something happened where we had to go to the hospital. And instead of guilt, I chose gratitude. Instead of guilt, I chose gratitude. And I don't feel guilty for feeling gratitude. I think too that there is a, you know, and it's funny because it's like, even the nurse and the teachers were like condoning me as the parent of being like, oh, I hope you're okay. And they even said, like, usually the parents take it worse than the kids. And I was just like, I mean, I don't feel guilty. He's okay. He's in good spirits. He was laughing. He was, you know, he was laughing in the emergency room, waiting room. Like it's, you know, what's that quote from Twilight? If it's like dying in the person, you know, dying in the arms or the hands of someone you love seems like a pretty good place. I mean, that's a little morbid. I shouldn't have even went there, but you know what I mean? He went on the bus and he was so excited to show everybody his sling. And it's maybe it's because we just try to look at the good things in life and we don't want to ruminate. And I don't want my kids to ruminate into the negative. I want them to see how fortunate they are that, you know, this is the worst thing that happened, right? It's, he's young and he's healthy and he's, and it's going to heal quickly. And this is going to be such a long lost memory in a couple of years. And that's the way I think of it. Okay. Was I afraid when I got the call? Absolutely. I was afraid. Absolutely. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? But I chose gratitude over guilt. And I think that when we find ourselves in those circumstances in life where we can feel guilty and we can ruminate and we can obsess and we can overthink and we can sit in our own shit, we have to be so aware of that. And instead of sitting there being like, I feel guilty that my, you know, that this happened. I feel guilty. I feel guilty. I feel guilty. Is it changing the situation? It's not changing anything. It's not changing anything. It's just driving you crazy. That's what it's honestly doing. It's not changing the circumstance if your kid gets hurt. It's not changing the circumstance of, you know, whether or not you have to be a working mother or a stay-at-home parent. It's not changing anything. The only thing that it's changing is your mental state. And it's not changing it in a positive way. So when you find yourselves in those moments of guilt, choose gratitude over guilt. Choose gratitude. Pivot, change your perception on it. Because I promise you, your thoughts are what is creating your reality. Your thoughts are what is creating everything. It all starts with your thoughts. It all starts with your mind. And if we cannot be aware of our own mind, well then, I don't know. But I think this is a perfect time for me to stop this podcast because the bus just came and I see my children with his sling coming off of it. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and I'll see you around the internet. Bye, guys.